Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Oh no, I'm afraid.
As I always
am. Eye bleach is a fictitious product mentioned after one views a horrible image. And if somebody might say, quick, somebody get me some eye bleach. I just saw some naked photos of Cliff and Kendall.
And now, whether you like it or not, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff. Cliff, I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you how many bits of humanity I need today. I need an ample supply of humanity.
You know, ever since we did the comedy bailout last week, every day I think, I need another comedy bailout. Yes. I need another one. Luckily, every episode of ours is a comedy bailout without even being called that.
I caught myself bailing myself out in the car several times, listening to the show.
You gotta bail yourself out, because that's just, life is just the way that it is, and you have
life
to
is a box
bail yourself out.
Terrible, awful chocolates, and sometimes you just gotta eat them, no matter how bad they are, and no matter how full you are.
Yeah, in the words of Bette Midler, and from a movie nobody saw called I Saw It Alone in the Theater. But no, it's a movie called Drowning Mona that I was the only person in America who bought a ticket, and you know, she says, well, somebody said, oh, she was Mona. They were drowning her, and they said, "Oh, Mona, when you life gives you lemons, you should make lemonade." And she said, "Well, life gave me a whole big sack full of shit. What am I supposed to make out of that?" And shit, sometimes that's the way you feel, and you need to Cliff and Kendall bailout to liven up your life and make, because every day really is worth living, and there's a lot of wonderful shit out there to experience. It's great, but
there's
sometimes you need a Cliff and Kendall bailout just to let you know, remind
there's
you
shit
of
out
those
there.
Things.
Now, Cliff, before we jump into St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, I've got so much to say, Kendall. I've got notes upon notes upon notes about St. Patrick's Day.
I know you do. That's why I want to do this first. I was at Target and I saw something that I thought you would love on clearance.
Oh.
You may have it, I don't know, but last time you were here, you bought something very similar, so I thought,
okay,
I need to get this for you. I know that Valentine's Day is way over. I know that the terrible month of February is way over, but I saw this on
clearance.
Oh, praise
the Lord, and I want the lawyers to be my Valentine. Yeah, go ahead.
But I saw this on clearance, and I had to get it for you. It is Prince of Persia Valentine's.
That they would make those. That's amazing.
It's 32 Valentines and 32 tattoos that you can put on your obese body, Cliff.
I'm going to tattoo them, then I'm going to go have them really tattooed.
And let me just read some of these for you. Defy the future, Valentine. You hold the power to change the future. Happy Valentine's. I just thought you bought, when you were here, you got a Prince of Persia Christmas ornament, because you said, when would they make a Prince of Persia Christmas? Evidently, Prince of Persia was the big breakout movie of last year, and they made got to be thermoses going around somewhere, too.
Oh, my God. If anybody has a Prince of Persia thermos, please email me and tell me where I can get one on clearance. Because I did buy the Prince of Persia Christmas ornament, because when are they going to make Jake Gyllenhaal into a Christmas ornament again?
When are they going to make him into a Valentine's Day card again?
No, never, because they're never going to make another Prince of Persia, because it really wasn't that good. But he was beautiful in it. I bought this notepad cube.
Oh, I did forget about that. Yeah, which you haven't even used it. You're too afraid.
I'm very sparing with them, because each page of the notepad has my beautiful husband Jake Gyllenhaal's face. I'm showing it to the camera.
You write very sparing bits of humanity on that.
Very sparing, because I don't want to use too many, because he's on the side too, and the more I use, it's going to cut his face in half, and it's too beautiful. It's too beautiful.
Well,
Kendall,
I'm surprised.
I need
to Jake
Gyllenhaal bailout.
I'm surprised you didn't have those.
If I had seen them, Kendall, I would have bought them.
You would.
Out.
That's why I thought if you saw them, you had them, and I was hoping you didn't, so I could surprise you.
I cannot wait. If anybody else has any Christmas more clearance, Jake Valentine. Gyllenhaal merchandise. Well, thank you, Kendall. You can give me that for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, well, there. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Cliff, with this Valentine's Day gift.
Kendall, I'm... Can I... Let me... Mr. Snodbottom, is this okay if I do this? Can we take a break, Kendall? I'm going to write you a thank you letter on some clearance Prince of Persia letterhead that I bought. I'm going to write you a thank you letter, and we'll be right back after this.
All right, right back.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
My complexion's so bad, I hate to go out.
Don't be a square. Try Ting, the faster way to clear up pimples.
Yes, doctors' half-face tests prove Ting medicated cream dries up pimples more effectively than any other product tested. Don't let externally caused pimples spoil your fun. Get Ting medicated cream, T-I-N-G. See thrilling improvement overnight or money back.
And now back to the show.
Patrick's Day.
All right, Cliff, I'm glad we took that break because I need a little bit more bits of humanity in the form of some alcohol.
In the form of a drink. Kendall, I needed an alcohol bailout today.
I have an alcohol bailout daily. Thrice daily.
So, you know, there's nothing better, and I say this having never done it myself, there's nothing better than being real aware and listening to our show. It's the bailout America really needs, Kendall. Because, you know, I don't know, everything in America is so bad. I feel like we've had some bad luck, but I think I want St. Patrick's Day to come and bring America good luck.
Well, that's why I'm drinking, Cliff, because on St. Patrick's Day, you have a little good luck, and you throw back some good ones.
We need the luck of the Irish luck of the to come Irish. In. It's going to defeat these evil fat cat teachers unions that are trying to take over America, trying to drain the budget from our precious senator salaries.
And those bitch teachers, Cliff.
You know, that's why they're driving those Rolls Royces, is because they don't do shit after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What do they got to do but go and buy Rolexes?
They drive their Rolls Royces with their Rolexes down to Staples and spend all the rest of their money on school supplies.
Which, because, yeah, they're on crack cocaine. They're doing some hot dog some snooters. Blow. Because, you know, those kids, they're going to teach that if you got tenure, they cannot replace you, Kendall. You are irreplaceable. You cannot be fired. No matter how many hot dog snooters you do in the middle of an Algebra 2 class, you can't be replaced. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Hey,
Cliff, this is not the teacher awareness episode.
It's not. It's St. Patty's. It's St. Patty's with two fatties.
And it is. One, two. Cliff, do you know why St. Patrick's Day is observed on March 17th?
Was that St. Patrick's birthday?
No, Cliff.
It is
because that is the feast day of St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, and it is believed that he died on March 17th in the year 461 AD.
Oh, now see, if they wanted to ever celebrate us, and they're looking like, when was the Cliff and Kendall feast day? It would be every day, 365.
it is, and I think I've said this on an earlier St. Patrick's Day episode. You know, it's a national holiday in Ireland, which I wish it was a national holiday here, because I want to enjoy St. Patrick's Day alone at home by myself, listening to Cliff and Kendall, and not at work. Damn it!
Oh, it should be now. I have to.
Obama, take care of that.
Obama, fire the teachers and make St. Patrick's Day a national holiday. But now, you know, it's lucky this year because it's on a Thursday, and I'm obese man on campus, and I do not have class on Friday, so I can get as drizzunk, I can sip on as much scissorup as I want to on St. Patrick's Day night, and I don't have to get up until, like, late the next day with a horrible hangover.
Well, I'm not that lucky. I have to go to work Friday and suffer through it. Thanks a lot, Obama.
Kendall, strength is what comes from struggles, and that's what America's going through right now. And that's what I'm going through, Kendall, because, you know, as fat as I am, I've been adhering to Weight Watchers very strictly now for like 3 weeks, and I just cannot
for like
understand
3 minutes.
Why I have not yet lost 60 pounds.
It takes time, Cliff. You've been there before. It takes time.
What's your favorite St. Patrick's Day food?
I thought you were going to say memory.
If it's your St. Patrick's Day memory, it undoubtedly has to do with food. So
you're right about that one. I like a big plate of haggis. No, I'm just kidding. Any kind of candy that the St. Patrick's Day, I love when they cross promote candies like Reese's Pieces with like,
I do too.
Oh, luck of the pieces, you know, or whatever. I just love cross promotion candies and desserts. So I love those. And now let me ask you a question. Are you?
Yeah.
Do you? That's are you one of those people? Are you a type A personality that wears a lot of green on St. Patrick's Day? Are you a type bitch person who pinches people and walks around and acts like an asshole all day for people that don't wear green?
I'm not a big pincher, only because there's so much flab hanging off of me that I could just be pinched from every side and never be able to turn around and get to the person who's doing it.
Yep.
But I like to wear green. Now, here's my own personal thing. It gets into a weird Cliff realm. I have my coloring is as such. If I wear...
Disgusting.
A lot of green, it makes me look even more red than I already look all the time.
Well, you look like a big Christmas ornament then.
What I try to do is I wear my own regular clothes, and then I like to wear, I'm a big fan of buttons, and I like to wear like a St. Patrick's Day button that's clearly St. Patrick's Day. I'm clearly celebrating this holiday for drinking and luck and Irishness.
Ooh.
But it does not make me look like a one big pimple about ready to pop.
And that's no joke.
That's no joke.
And Cliff, somehow I wish that these were, but they're not. But we're going to tell them anyway
and
pretend like they are.
Terrible. Terrible
St. Patrick's Day anecdotes.
Terrible jokes. Kendall, one St. Patrick's Day, a resident in a posh hotel breakfast room. He called over the head waiter one morning and read from the menu. He said, I like one undercooked egg so that it's runny, and ugh, one overcooked egg so that it's tough and hard to eat.
Ugh.
I'd also like grilled bacon, which is a bit on the cold side, burnt toast, butter straight from the freezer so that it's impossible to spread, and a pot of very weak, lukewarm coffee.
Gross.
And the waiter in this posh hotel breakfast nook, he says, that's a complicated order, sir. So he was bewildered and not bemused, this
right.
waiter. And this waiter, he says, it's not very difficult. Ooh. And the guest, he replied, what a sarcastic bitch. He said, it can't be that difficult because that's exactly what you brought me yesterday.
Oh. Cliff, you may have thought when I was saying, ooh, bleh, gross, that I was thinking about your joke, but I was looking at myself in the mirror.
Oh, God. I was pretending I was blind and I was feeling the lumps. My lumps. My milkshakes bring all the boys to the vomitorium.
I was about to say to the yard and then they vomit. Cliff. A drunk staggers into a bar on St. Patrick's Day, and the bartender informed him that he was not allowed to serve alcohol to drunken patrons. So after a few very harsh words, the bartender suggested to the drunk, to prove he wasn't drunk, that he could do 20 push-ups on the floor. So as this drunk Cliff was doing push-ups, another drunk staggers in the bar and sees this guy on the floor doing the push-ups. And he looks at him for a minute, and then he kicks him in the ribs, and he says, Bella, I think your girlfriend's gone home. Idiot drunks. He thought he was humping. He thought he was having a bone session right there on the floor, but his girlfriend had left
not
prematurely.
A bone session. Oh, Kendall, an elderly Italian man.
What a mouthful.
What a mouthful. That's what his wife would have busted me to bowl. An elderly Italian man lay dying in his bed on St. Patrick's Day. While suffering the agonies of impending death, he suddenly smelled the aroma of his favorite Italian cookies wafting up the stairs.
Ugh.
Kendall, he gathered his remaining strength. He lifted himself from the bed, leaning against the wall. He slowly made his way out of the bedroom.
This sounds like somebody I know.
With even greater effort. Oh, with even greater, I would do anything for a cookie.
Even on our deathbed.
Yeah. When, with even greater effort, gripping the railing with both hands, he crawled downstairs. With labored breath, he leaned against the doorframe, gazed into the kitchen, where, if not for death's agony, he would have thought himself already in heaven, for there, spread out upon wax paper on the kitchen table, were literally hundreds of his favorite Italian cookies. Was it heaven? Was it heaven, Kendall? Or was it one final act of heroic love from his devoted Italian wife of 60 years, seeing to it that he left this world a happy man? Kendall, he mustered one great final effort. He threw himself towards the table, landing on his knees in a crumpled posture. His parched lips parted. The wondrous taste of the cookie was already in his mouth, seemingly bringing him back to life.
And now, part two of Cookie Death.
This joke began when St. Patrick died, and it's ending right now. The aged and withered hand trembled on its way to a cookie at the edge of the table, when it was suddenly smacked with a spatula by his wife. Back off! She said, for the funeral.
Oh, what a bitch that Italian wife
what a bitch.
Was. I was about to say,
Italian already, wives, Kendall, you can't live with them, can't live without
them. I already thought if she was a bitch if she was down making cookies when she should have been up there with her dying husband.
Oh, Kendall, I cannot think.
But now you know us, Cliff. On our deathbed, we'll say, come closer. Get me 500 episodes of Cliff
cookies.
And Kendall and a big cake before I go.
All right, Kendall, Cliff. I want, if I'm dying, Kendall, this is my dying wish. If I'm dying, I want you to bring me an awareness cookie.
Oh.
And cue up, 25 episodes of our show, okay?
Glorious heaven already. You don't even have to go.
I would die amidst gales of laughter.
Cliff, this guy on St. Patrick's Day, not the other guy that I talked about earlier, but another guy, walked into a pub, and he immediately noticed a young lady at the bar on her own. Now, Cliff, after a couple drinks, he decided to offer her a drink and make small talk, and she accepted.
Yeah.
And he said, what's your name? And she said, well, it's Carmen. And he said, well, that's a nice name. Did your mother or father name you that? And she said, neither. I changed my name when I was 18 from Sharon to Carmen. And he said, well, what made you do that? And she said, well, I like men and I like cars. That's why that's why she said Carmen. So that's how I got my name. What's your name? And the man said, beer pussy.
Beer pussy.
I know
Kendall,
we told that
you
before.
Remember
that's got a little hair
the
on that
first
hoodie.
Time. There's some hair on this goodie. The first time we told it, we said your name was like Lost Titties or something.
There's a little hair on that beer pussy, Cliff.
Oh, God. Kendall, I'm going to get the taste of beer pussy out of our mouth.
Oh, good.
Oh, Kendall, by telling you an anecdote about my life.
Okay. Oh, I love anecdotes about your life.
I was on vacation playing the slot machine.
Oh.
Kendall, it's my first time in a casino, and I wasn't sure how the machines operated. Excuse me, I said to the casino employee, how does this work? And the worker, he showed me how to insert a bill, hit the spin button, and operate the release handle. You'd think that by this point in my life I'd know how to operate the release handle, but I didn't. And Kendall, where does the money come out? I asked the casino employee.
Action.
He smiled, motioned to a far wall before saying, usually at the ATM.
Oh, what a bitch.
What a bitch.
Now, Cliff,
casino employee.
It's funny you told a joke about a slot machine, because here goes mine.
Woo! Jackpot! Listeners are saying to themselves, jackpot!
Jackpot. Cliff, three buddies decided to take their wives on vacation for a week in Las Vegas for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
they were lovely husbands.
It.
Now, the week flew by.
It.
They all had a great time. They returned home, and the men went back to work, and they all sat around at break and discussed their vacation. Now, the first guy, he said, I don't think I'll ever do that again. Ever since we got back, my old lady flings her arms and hollers, 7 come 11 all night, and I haven't had a wink of sleep, Cliff. So now, the second guy, He says, oh, I know what you mean, my old lady. She played blackjack the whole time we were there, and she slaps the bed all night and hollers, hit me lighter, hit me hard. And I haven't had a wink of sleep either. So then finally, with the third guy, he says, you guys think you have it bad. My old lady played the slots the whole time we were there, and every morning I wake up with a sore member and a butt full of quarters.
Butt full of quarters. It's worth repeating, that joke is.
Well, it's Cliff. They're all worth repeating.
They're all worth repeating. Kendall, did you hear about the constipated mathematician?
No.
Well, he worked it out with a pencil. What do a walrus and a Tupperware container have in common?
They're both smaller than us.
They both like a tight seal.
Ooh.
And Kendall, what is worse than getting screwed by Jack the Ripper?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, getting fingered by Captain Hook.
Oh, painful. In the beer.
Ouch! Ouch!
Put a little zing-zang in that wing-wang, Cliff. We gotta
little
go to a break.
Little zing-zang for the wing-wang.
We gotta go.
I've gotta have a break, Kendall. I need more zing-zang for my wing-wang.
Me too. We'll be right back after this.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Take this bar and eat it now. I chew it up and swallow down. And I saw my reflection in the bathroom mirror. Well, my huge gut's going down. Oh, Fiber One Bars, what are you? Can you really make my bowels regular? Can you push through my colon to clean me out? Can you be as magical as you tout?
Uh-huh. Fiber One Bars, they may not make you normal, but they sure will keep you regular. They're also the official fiber product of St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh. Well, I say Fiber One, I love you, and I give my soul to you.
And now back to the show.
Oh, Cliff.
We're back. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you and
I was just about to say happy St. Patrick's Day to all the listeners, because we talked about ourselves the whole first part of the show, but I wanna take a moment to address the listeners.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I hope you really have a great holiday. I hope you have so much fun. I hope you have luck of the Irish. Wasn't that beautiful what I just said?
I do too. Go to a pub. Go to a pub and tell them to play Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast over the loudspeaker.
say, this is our, I think this is our fourth St. Patrick's Day show, if you can imagine such a thing.
I can't even believe it. I couldn't tell you what we said on episode, the first, second, or third St. Patrick's Day episode.
No, probably it was strikingly similar.
I'm sure it started with something about fat. It said in the middle something about the same kind of stuff I said at the beginning of the show. A few jokes that probably happened on the same episode, and then sad music.
The sad music. But Kendall, it was a blessed experience for everyone involved. And what I like to do, and what I will do on St. Patrick's Day, I like to go back and listen to old St. Patrick's episodes. Isn't that fun?
Oh, I'm sure our listeners do too.
You know they do! Kendall, they're loving it. They're loving every minute of this life that is beautiful, filled with sunsets and pixie dust and
bits of humanity in the form of a podcast.
But you know, some people think it's weird when we say things like that.
It is. And you know what else is weird? Kendall the Weird News! Oh, things are so weird, Cliff.
They are weird, Kendall. They are weird. Shit, I need to say Patrick St. Bailout.
Well, let me give you one. Cliff, Walmart announced in January that it would soon offer a full line of makeup, especially for 8-year-old girls, by GeoGirl.
Oh, no!
including mascara, sheer lip gloss, pink blush, and purple eyeshadow, all supposedly designed for young skin. Cliff, what is the world coming to that 8-year-olds need lip gloss?
Oh my God.
It's like
America,
toddlers in tears.
What, wherefore art thou?
Why don't they just go ahead and make makeup for vaginas, so that way they can put the makeup on the vagina so it looks great when the baby's coming out on the video clip. That's the next revolution. I'm going to start that and make
just
millions of dollars.
Slides right on there. Yeah.
Vajacob. That's what I'm going to call it. All right, Cliff.
Vajacob.
Wasn't that hilarious? Cliff.
That was, listen, what's funnier than vagina baby makeup? Nothing.
Cliff, Jody.
What's funnier?
Jody Gilbert was arrested in Jamestown, New York in January and charged with domestic violence because she stapled her boyfriend in the head several times with a Stanley hammer attack. Cliff, don't you feel like sometimes you just want to staple people's heads?
When I was in sixth grade, there was a guy who took a stapler and he stapled his earlobes.
Oh, idiot.
I thought it was just, he was slow. Not like super slow, like he wasn't in slow classes. He was not special ed, but he was not the swiftest broom in the closet.
Well, Cliff, neither is the guy in this next story. A female motorist in Kitsap County, Washington, reported in January being motioned by another driver to pull over. The Cliff, she ignored him, and the man then tried to ratchet up his credibility, motioning her over again, but this time he held up a hand-drawn sign that said Sheriff. And the Seattle Weekly reported that a similar incident had occurred several months earlier. What an idiot.
What an idiot, bitch.
Pull over and have a handwritten sign that says Sheriff.
You know, when I was in middle school, it was a big talk about going to Spencer Gifts in the mall and buying motion lotion.
Ooh, motion lotion.
I never bought it. I was too fat. I got stopped at the Christie Cookie, but I never made it to Spencer Gifts.
You had to buy a fat cream to buy some fat cream. Stretch marks. All right, Cliff.
I need some cocoa butter. Listeners, send me Prince of Persia thermoses and cocoa butter for my stretch marks.
Send me your ears. Robert Michelson, Cliff, was arrested in Farmington, Connecticut in February after calling a 911 operator to inquire about the lawfulness of the marijuana plant he was growing. Cliff, the operator informed him that it was illegal. All 911 calls are, of course, traced, and Michelson was soon arrested. What an idiot, Cliff. If you're growing marijuana, keep it to yourself.
Keep that under your hat, listeners, if you're doing that. And, you know, obviously people should only do marijuana when they have a prescription. Earlier when I said bring me an awareness cookie, I'm on my deathbed. What are they going to do to me? I'm dying, okay?
What are they going to do? And Cliff, finally, a 37...
Lock up my corpse. Can you let them, if they come to arrest my corpse, let them have it. I don't need it anymore. My soul will be free.
I don't know what to do with your huge, enormous corpse. I'll let them have it.
Cliff, that's the only way you're going to get somebody to haul my big, fat, dead ass out of there.
Take it away.
Yeah.
Cliff, a 37-year-old woman in Melbourne, Australia, she was having a terrible day, Cliff. She was hospitalized. Oh, no. And this was in November, but I don't know how it was in February, as bad as the day she was having. She forgot to engage her parking brake, and Cliff, the car rolled backwards down her driveway, knocking her over. And that's not the worst of it, Cliff. It hit a fence and then rolled back over her a second time.
And she died.
She didn't die. She was hospitalized. But I just want our listeners to put themselves in the position of this woman where you're run over by a car, you're in pain, and then you see the car hit a fence and come back towards you. That must be the worst feeling in the world.
Just think, listeners, as bad as you think your day was today,
you could have been hit by a car twice. By your own car. And Cliff, that's all the weird news that I have.
Oh, Kendall, that is something I think everybody should know, how weird the news can be.
Sorry, I just love that music. I got involved in it. Cliff, it is everything. It is something that everybody should know. It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know. And now here's your host, those four-leaf clovers themselves, Cliff and Kendall. Red clovers. Oh, that's an inside joke. All right, Cliff, it's time to play Things You Should Know. Do you have a question for me that I will undoubtedly not know?
undoubtedly, indubitably, Kendall, what beefy German had been called the only leader who can out-eat Bill Clinton. Not the only leader who could eat out Bill Clinton. The only one who can out-eat him, Kendall. I thought of us when I read.
Well, unfortunately, we're not German, so I have no idea.
Helmut Kohl.
Yeah, I never got that one.
Everybody's favorite beefy German, Helmut Kohl.
Everybody's favorite beefy German. Cliff, what year was our beloved St. Patrick born in?
400 AD.
No. 385. You were close, though.
I was close. Getting a 15-year margin of error.
As Bill Clinton said, Cliff, close, but no cigar.
No cigar, Kendall. No new taxes. Read my lips. What restaurant chain, after much debate, named its fruit smoothie the Fruzzle?
Oh, God. I don't know. Hopefully know where I eat. I have no idea.
Uh-oh, Kendall. I've eaten there. The last 3 days, this Shoney? Is the first day in 4 days that I've not eaten there. Subway.
Really?
That happened in the 90s, Kendall. The 90s. Everybody who loved the 90s, go back and listen to our 90s episode.
I don't remember
that
the 90s.
We've aired. Yeah.
Subway was around in the 90s, for God's sakes. That was back when
that
all I
around.
Ate at Subway was a pizza sub. Back when I was even more enormous than I am now.
I would eat what I always ate because I, you know, fat people, right? Like us, we're always like, oh, I just can't eat too much. I've got to be good. And so I would eat the cold cut trio, which is, if you're a meat eater, that's a low on the point value. But then, of course, like us, we'd go to Subway and then we'd go to the pizza buffet.
And then we'd go to the yogurt shop.
We go to Maggie Moo's where they're like, Cliff, Kendall, welcome back.
Well, you have your usual.
Do you
usual...
want another mighty move? Yeah.
All right, Cliff, what are the colors of the Irish flag?
Green and white and red.
Green and white and orange.
Oh, Kendall, you say tomato, I say tomato.
Close enough, though. Are you colorblind, Cliff?
I am when it comes to race, Kendall. What designing women star... founded. I'm always trying to get you to watch Designing Women. It's a great long-running theme of our show, like football and disco sticks. What Designing Women star founded a line of clothing for quote-unquote real-sized women?
Oh, people like us, Cliff. Real-sized
women. People like us.
Delta Burke.
It was Yay! Not Eddie Potts. It was Delta Burke.
Now, you
Burke.
Talk about fat people, and I'll get the answer every time, Cliff.
You're talking to me.
Now, Cliff, speaking of clovers, what do the four clovers stand for on a four-leaf clover?
They stand for luck, happiness, Irishness, and green.
Close, Cliff. You got the luck one. The other three are hope, faith, and love.
Fuck hope, faith, and love, Kendall.
Fuck the four-leaf clover.
Fuck them. Kendall, what chain of juice bars did Kirk Perrin name after an African word meaning to celebrate?
Jamba Juice?
Jamba Juice. Kendall, don't drink too much Jamba Juice. Or you will have ice-cold diarrhea, as we learned on 30 Rock.
And finally, what is the largest amount of leaves ever found on a clover, according to the Guinness Book of World Records?
16.
Oh, you were close. 14.
Okay, there's a two-leaf margin of error in that leaf count.
There's a two-leaf margin of error in that voting poll.
Oh, okay, I'm going to take a poll and ram it right home. I want...
Ouch.
That's all I've got that you should know, Kendall. That's all anybody should know. Their brains are full. That's all they can handle.
Well, that's all the time we have today for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for more Things You Should Know.
Sure, why don't you?
Why don't you? If you don't have anything going on, you're a little bored.
Not only does America refuse to listen to our show, Ireland refuses to listen to our show.
I thought you were going
to
say refuse.
We are continental. We're intercontinental in the refusal of listening to Cliff and Kendall.
Well, at least everyone can agree on one thing, Cliff.
That's what the UN, they're fighting, they're fussing and a feuding. But they, when it comes down to it, they're like, well, I can do a lot of things. I will not listen to Cliff and the Coast to Coast. And warring nations, they shake hands and we bring them together. They're like, I can't listen to that shit either. Do I need somebody belching in my face in a podcast? No!
And Cliff, I don't even have to tell you that that's extremely sad.
It's so sad!
It's extremely sad to me that everybody can agree not to listen to the show. No,
it is.
Sisters, if you do listen to our show, why don't you go online? Go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Email us and let us know that you are listening at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT. You can leave a voicemail. We will not answer the phone, I swear, and we will play that message on the air. And twitter.com/cliffandkendall also, where we tweet up a storm all the time.
We're tweeting Mrs. Butter Butter. Butter Churn is tweeting. Kendall, it's a tweeting. Twitter storm. It's in the Twitterverse. Kendall, do you have a quote about St. Patrick's Day?
What do you take me for, Cliff?
What do you take me for?
Cliff, St. Patrick's Day is an enchanted time, a day to begin transforming winter's dreams into summer's magic. I can't wait. And that's Adrian Cook.
Adrian Cook. Kendall, for each petal on the shamrock, this brings a wish your way. Good health, good luck, and happiness for today and every day. That was an Irish blessing.
Oh, why did they have to end it with that?
Kendall, the Irish, what are you going to do with them? You can't live with them. You can't live without them.
You can't throw them under a shamrock. Well, Cliff.
You can't live with them. You can't kill them. What are you going to do, Kendall?
Take us home. That's what you're going to do.
May the road rise up to meet you. May you always have a wind at your back. May the journey never be lonely. And I pray that you keep coming back. Coming back. I'm Cliff.
Kendall. That was right lovely, Cliff. And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. Yeah. We'll see you here next week.
Hey, adios, amigos. We love you.
Is it Mexican Fiesta Day already?
Kendall, I cannot fucking wait for our Cinco de Mayo show.
Oh, margaritas all around. Have I mentioned I'm fat?
May the road rise up to meet you. May there always be a wind at your back. May your journey never be lonely. And we pray that you'll keep coming back.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
In your heart, be loving and gentle. With the children, be wise and be kind. If your heart is heavy with sorrow,